Okay, before we start talking about the next sugya, I just want to point out to you in the Taisis, the second Taisis on Chavches, the Chameis, is a Chiddush. The last two lines, Taisis there is comparing Taisis to Chameis. And Taisis says, Chavches Amar Aleph, Taisis to Chameis. The end of Taisis says that there's a difference between Naiser and Chameis. That Naiser, you're not over every minute. First of all, he's over Naiser, it's left over. It's finished. He's not over every minute in the Wisser. Aber Chameis, Afilu La'ach Eshahaiser, Eider B'chol Shah B'Bal Yirah. Taisis says, seems to say that every hour, but Bistami doesn't mean an hour, right? It's every minute. That every minute you're over and by your right another time. That's the shita taisis, that every moment a person has chametz in his house, he's over and by your right, say? Which would mean that, what's not Gemina? That you have to rush to burn it. Let's say somebody has chametz in his house on Pesach, he realizes he has chametz. So he was over by Rabbi Matzai. And now, does he have to rush to burn it, or he could take his time? So he's traveling. He has to immediately run home, or not. So according to Taisis, he's mechuyev to run home immediately, and destroy it. But the Mishnah Berurah is medayik in the Rambam Lashon, but the Rambam disagrees. But the Rambam talks mamish about this type of case, where a person is somewhere else, and he remembers that he has chametz in his house. He realizes he made a mistake, it's Pesach, and he left chametz in his house. But Rambam's lashon is, chayiv levaya kishayavzo lebeisai. So when he gets back home, he should do a bir, which implies, whenever he's coming home, the Rambam doesn't say he has to run home to do a bir. Since the Rambam doesn't say he has to rush home, so the Mishnah Berurah is medayik. That the Rambam disagrees with this Taisis. And the Rambam holds that you're over by your Rabbi Matzei once. The person has by us coming to the death, he's over. It's not something that you're over every single minute. What? No. The lesson of the Rambam is that it is for this man to live on. This is man, I will have several days. Right, he said it came to the point of the Shemesh. So this issue is a much like a Shishayin.
If
you did it before, it's no problem. Yeah. I mean, we're going to learn that even if you do bit, you start to destroy the chametz. Yeah. It could be. No, it is either out of it as well. Taisis says you're over every minute. Okay? They bring a raya to the Rambam from the lashon of the Gemara before. The Gemara said on the previous Amid that Lord wants to eat him, that if he can stop him, but he can only burn it, it's going to be a kula. Because he doesn't find wood, so he's mazarachai from the back way. Right? So while he's looking for chametz, he's going to be ever tashbisu, while he's looking for wood to burn, right? That's what Shana Gemara before. That a risk on Taisis is that if you're over every minute, so why does the Gemara say, Atayu Amra tashbisu? She said, Atayu Amra ba'yu ba'yu matzai. You're not going to find wood. You're ever tashbisu, you're ever ba'yu ba'yu matzai every minute. That's a riot to the Rambam. So that's the right for the Rambam, that you're not over by Rabbi Matzah every minute. Because if you're over every minute, the Gemara should have said that. It's a much bigger chiddush than just Tashbisu. But Taisis, the Shitasa is good, because Taisis Shita is that if somebody is in Masha Chametz Amanas Lavara, he's not over. So that Gemara is talking, he's looking for wood. So if he doesn't have wood, he's looking for wood, he's going to be over. He's going to be over on Tashbisu. He won't destroy it. He's not going to be over on by Rabbi Matzai, because he's in the middle of looking, searching for the chametz. Because he's searching for wood to burn the chametz with, then maybe he won't be over. So the comes out that this machlokes the Rambam and Taisis over here, if you're over every minute, would be totally in the other machlokes, Because the raya to the Rambam is based on this Gemara. That you're ever b'chol, that if you don't find wood, you're ever, it's not ever every minute. The Taisa Fushi Tasa, is that a raya? It would fit in. Right, let's learn this Mishnah. Chamit Shal Nachri. Mishnah Chavches. Chamit Shal Nachri Shal Allah v'Pesach Mutabana. A great Chamit says you're ever on Pesach Mutabana. Shal Yisrael Akabana. Shenema Alayu Ra Lachasa. How do we pass in Chamit Shal Allah v'Pesach? Why is it not there? If somebody has Chamit and he leaves it, the entire Pesach is the Knas. So what does the Gemara go through? Again, I'm not going to run through the Gemara inside. The Gemara here brings the Machlokes Tanoim, and it goes till Chavtes Amid Aleph, where it comes, at least by Rava, to a Maskana of Rav Shimini. Rav Shimini Knas HaKonis Hayo V'Avrala V'Bayra V'Yimata. Now that means, if you look at the Mishnah, the way Rava teaches the Mishnah, Shal Yisrael Otzabana, Shenemar, Lo Yirah L'Chasar. What does that mean? Chomet Shabbat Abba Pesach, what's it mean? You have Chomet, you go to a Jew store, and the Jew is not from you. You have Chomet Shabbat Abba Pesach. So we all know that it's Asr, right? Why is it Asr? What? Because it was the Jews of a Pesach. So why is it Asr? Because of their life, this is Ramon. The Mishnah says, Shenemar Mayirah L'Chasar. The Mishnah seems to say it's a Nisidaraita. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Nisidaraita. It's a Nisidarabbanan, they constantly, because he was over on Mayirah B'Aymah. Right? Since he was over Mayirah B'Aymah, so Chazal made a knas on somebody who keeps Chametz over Pesach. Right? So if you were just this Gemara, what would you say? Let's say you have a Yid who has Chomet Shavuot over Pesach, but he said that he was Mabak with Chomet. He's Mabak with Chomet, Pesach he went, and he said, Kol Chamira Chamir Dika Bishusi, he's Mabak with Chomet, and he didn't realize he had some Chomet in his house. And he didn't take it out, all he did was Bittle. Is Bittle enough? Huh? Is it enough? Did he do the right thing? Is Bittle enough? So in Beis Amir Alf, we learned that if you do Bittul, you start to do Bedika. Right? You're not even a Dereisa, right? You're not even a Dereisa. Because you did a Bittul. Everybody with me? So if you learned this Gemara, I should say if you learned this Gemara, since you learned this Gemara, so, and this is all you learned, so you would say, oh, no problem, nowadays everyone does Bittul. If by mistake, there's some chametz that they forgot about. I mean, every from Yidden, but there's some chametz that they forgot to look for, to search for. Even if they were a pesheya, they didn't look for that chametz. They thought I'll do bittul will be good enough. So it should be there's no knas based on this gemara.
But it's too avodah.
What?
It's too avodah.
But because the knas is only if you're able to lay off, not if you're able to do avodah. That's what comes out from our Gemara. The Rosh brings the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says the Seirish that Afal Pi Shebitlai, that even if you do Bittul Chametz, you still are, Chazal still counted you. Chazal still put a knas on a person. That he relied on Bittul alone, but Chazal put a knas on a person, and they said that Chomet Shavuot Lo Vatesach is Asur. That's one chumrah. It's a very good chumrah. Even though you are an ayu, even though you did Bittul, you think these things never happen. And we once had a shayla here in Yeshiva, which we're going to talk about today. Somebody, a rav, came to the Talmud of Shayla. He's not a town rav. So the Baal Bas doesn't sell the chametz to him. But he doesn't sell the chametz personally to a guy. He mails his shtarayt to a yid here in Brooklyn, to a rav here in Brooklyn, and the rav includes it in his mechira. And the mail came a day late one year. Came on Pesach. The rav didn't get the mail. He figured his rav would take care of it himself. So here you had a rav who had a whole community of people who had come to Shavuot over Pesach, and they did bittul. They all did bittul, right? They all did bittul, but they had covered. So what's the deal? So we're going to go through. We'll come to the exact case in a minute. But first, just to be mavar the rules. Again, I started. Our Gemara seems to say if you did dip will be good enough. Yushalmi says that if you did bittul, it's not good enough. Since the halacha is you have to do bittul and bedika, and you did only bittul, Yushalmi says you still count it. The second chumrah, the Rambam says that if you didn't do bir chametz or bedikas chametz, but aines, let's say someone was an aines. Certainly, if someone goes to his rav and makes a mishleis to the chametz, he's an aines, right? He did the right thing, and it came out it wasn't so. Let's say someone's an aines, or let's say somebody like Elena was in a car accident, he goes to the hospital, he didn't do bedika, he didn't do bir, he had a chametz in his house, and he was going to destroy it. He didn't destroy it. He's an aines on bedikas chametz. Does the knas apply or not? So again, what? We'll talk about that soon. The rabbi doesn't say the word, but he said, what happens if somebody's an aines on the bir chametz? So again, if you just learn our Bavli, it says that the knas is because he lied about you. So he was an aines. Aines Rachman of Patre. I would think that there's no knas. And the Rambam comes and the Rambam says there is a knas. That we do cancel a person, even if he's an aines. Then we have come to Shalom Abba Pesach for aines. Afal Pikei, there's a knas on it. So we have two chumras. One chumra that if even if he did bittul, we cancel you. And one chumra that if the reason you didn't destroy the chametz was there for aines or b'shaygei go or even by aines, that we can't see you too. Ownership, Shavai or Peshusai. Yeah, but since Chazal said that Bittul's not enough, for the two reasons we had on that phase, even Shashua, Yavak, went over the Levite, Yafet, works of Shashua come into contact with it, so the mice is not enough. Okay, now that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus, I would think it's a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. The truth is that in Shulchan Aruch, in Tuf Mem Ches, in Sif Hei, we pass in like the Yerushalmi, the Chumra, that even if he did Bittul, which we can't see you, and in Sif Gimel, we pass like the Rambam, that even if you're an Aynis, there's a knas on the person. So how do we say, how does that fit with the Bavli? So the way the Achrayim explain, we cancel a person who did bittul because of a chash that he wasn't the doctor of B'lay Shalem. He's going to do a halama. He's going to have a whole room of whiskey and say, I'm a doctor it. And that way, with the Pesach, he'll be able to have it while she's filling it out. He's left with whiskey. So we'll say, Chachamid, he was just saying, I'm a doctor. And if the Pesach will use it. And he does that wrong, but he doesn't really mean a bittul. He's not really, bittul means either you're masculine, or you don't care about it. But he has to really be masculine, not to pay for it if someone comes and takes it.
If you're
really masculine, if he's not masculine, you're right. And you have to remember, some Rishonim held that bittul is not mitam hefker. That bittul is that you have to not care about it, if they don't care about it. Both things. If you say you don't care, and really you do care, you want it to say this, let's face it. Or, if you hold a tefker, so you're not good it, so are you really not good?
Look,
Well, let's look at some chash that people won't really mean it. Because of that chash, so it comes out that Yerushalmi is also a chashar of Bayu Rabayim Adar. In that way, that cannot be a total theory with the Babri. The Babri says it's a knas because he'll be on Bayu Rabayim Adar. If you said that when he did Biffle, we're afraid it wasn't a good Biffle. That means we're afraid he's over Bayu Rabayim Adar. So that way, it's not a theory to the Babri. That the Babri and Yerushalmi both hold that we can't come because of Bayu Rabayim Adar. And even when he does Biffle, we're afraid he didn't do a Biffle to Leif Shalim. And he's over Bayu Rabayim Adar. But, you know what? Okay, so if you hold then that Biffle is that you don't care about it. That's good. And like Rashi holds that Biffle works on Tafka. The first of them, I mean, Rashi. Rashi says it works on Tafka. According to Rashi, says it works on Tafka. Right? Taisa says, because we are looking at it. Taisa said that you're makir, and I said to Mephilei. So, according to Taisa that you're makir, so the chashash is you won't be makir, but the chashash is that you don't really need the hefker, it'll be a halama. According to Rashi, that if the belay is enough, that's mean that you don't care about it. And certainly we have a room to be chashash, you'll care about it.
I just thought that when I said that you won't be makir,
that's why he said the Tosfos is not the Tosfos. Shemir Panah. It's true. And the Tosfos Rav. That's why he said the Tosfos is not the Tosfos. That's why
he said
the Tosfos is not the Tosfos. So the Knaas is of the Haram. Knaas is, because Tosfos was the Haram. I think we'll be able to resolve it. Not at the moment, but we'll be able to resolve it. But anyway, for halacha, there's no question, because the Mechaber Paskins, like I said, it's a Hey Paskins, the Chumrah of Yerushalmi, and it's a Gimel Paskins, the Chumrah of the Rambam. So we Paskin like both of them. There's a big Chumrah in the Achrayim. Not every Achrayim in the Paskin talks about this. The question is, are we machmer the two chumras together? What does that mean, the two chumras together? That means that a person who did biffle, and he was a einus on the bi'ur chametz. Or we got the two things together. He was a einus on bi'ur chametz, and he did a biffle. Which means to say that he was sort of an einus on the bi'ur chametz. He did a biffle. And he really meant to do a beer. He was in this on the beer. Are we machmer the two chumras together or not? Now that's the case that comes up, Lamaisa. Because Lamaisa, that's when we yidden, we do biffle. And when a shayla comes up, it means somebody has chumras. Sometimes the person is a pesheya. But sometimes the person is a pesheya. But other times, most times, the person is an einus when they have the shayla. So what happens when we have the two together? Why?
Possibly
did a bdika also. Did a bdika, but on the beer, very often they're arusin. When I say beer, they're arusin, I don't mean the little piece of the bread. The little piece of bread, you're not going to have to rub a shayla. If you find chalula, if you find a Danish in your house on Pesach, you're not going to call me in after shayla unless you can eat it after Pesach. You're not going to throw it out. The shayla usually comes up when you do a mechiras chametz and something goes wrong. If you find out that the guy is sober to whatever reason, he couldn't show up, you didn't do a mechila, or like our case where you came late, right? There's something wrong usually in the mechila. So he did a biffle. He was the einus on getting rid of it. So this mishaila, are we machmir or not? It's not like it's command impossible to be machriya. On the one side, the machmirim are the mekarchayim and the kivega. And the Nebi Yehuda is very pretty strong. The Sigis from Kidegan and the Nebi Yehuda is very hard to be made. On the other side, the Chak Yaakov. And the Yarcha Shulchan is Nekel. And the Sefer Mogin Ha'ela, the Bari Meit Shem, the Mangadis, who are Nekel. I think the Aruch Nehra is Nekel. So you have Machnirim, Mekilim. The to do that. Shaila on Nechi Poyim
is close.
Shaila on Nechi Poyim is close from this, because the people did their home. And they didn't understand the year, because they went to their Rav, and they told the Rav, sell the chavetz for me. So they satisfied their Yazir, get rid of it. Now, let me just finish one second. They wanted to follow. They did Bichl. They went to their Rav and told them to sell the chavetz. Their Rav was a peshek. He mailed the shtara. He's got to be FedEx. They don't mail it a lot. But he said that he should have checked to make sure it was done. The Rav chavetz that was included in the Mechira, the Chavetz, he wasn't right. But as a Stalin, they were all unusing. They came to him to sell the Chavetz to him. And what they did whatever you're supposed to do. So they were the two things together. Does everyone follow that they were the two things together? They did Bichl. And they were unusing. They made arrangements together with the Chavetz. They were unusing. They're not getting rid of it.
Because
it's not around. Because if
you
really
want
to
do
it,
they don't really want it. They really want
the gloss. If that's the deal, they don't want to come to the business.
That
is there. If you say that the items that they want to sell, and then sell it, then there's
going to be a
selling
is
an
adequate deal.
It was going to be
purchased back. That's not. They know that they're not around.
But that's the deal. Once the knot is made on someone who did this, all. There's no difference. You can't say in this case it's different. Once the class of someone did this, what's the class of someone did this? Maybe the class on doing Bittl is they counted Bittl because without Bittl to their eyes. But in the case where without Bittl he was an Eidus anyway, so maybe they didn't count him. Even if the Bittl was Arame, it was still an Eidus. So in such a case, maybe there's no problem.
How is it possible to have both on Bittl?
Right?
That he's selling it,
and
he doesn't want
to do it.
He's not doing
it. Yes, a very good question. You started with before. I'll get to it. We know, okay? Alright, so this is a Shiloh. Now, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger, his tshuva is Simachav Gimel. When he deals with this, he goes into a very big lamedis, which is tied to Daf Lamed Aleph, which we're not going to learn. But I'd like to learn with you his Shiloh, because you have to have the set of tzachim in mind to understand the Shiloh, I think. Listen to the Shiloh. It's come out the same Shiloh. But listen carefully, okay? Now back to Indian. The Mishamacha Chemtzai, Baba Otsala Nachri Kedilai. First, it's all the Chavis to a guy in a normal way. Ba'aka at Pesach Hirdish, the Noidalai. If the Pesach he realized, Shanishkach the Tevasai, that he left in his cabinet, Beis Midas Yayin Traf, two containers of whiskey, Shalai Nostam Becheder HaNachri Torek Shar HaChametz. See what happened? He sold the Chametz to the guy. And he had a room where he put all the Chametz he was selling to a guy. And after Pesach, he realized there were some schnapps that were not in the room that were sold to the guy. They were in his regular cabinet. And he didn't realize that they were Chametz schnapps. And he didn't put it into the room. So what's the
Shiloh?
Bittl with Ayin. So, I don't know if it's an Ayin, it might be Shiloh too. So let's say it was an Ayin. So it would be Bittl with an Ayin. It's the same question. You're right. One second, you're right. So this is the Shiloh now. Now you have to put your thinking caps on. What? So to a guy, it's better. But what happened? No. What happened to those two bottles of whiskey that were not in the room? Were they sold to the guy? So I don't have the key baker's nusach of the shtar he used. But it seems in the tshuva that the key baker is assuming that the chametz was sold to the guy. But chametz that sold to a guy, what do you have to do? Remember, when we No, listen carefully. We learned a rush back on Davav. If you have a great chametz and you're a client, if it gets destroyed, you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to buy your Rabbi Mutzah. A client is Israel, we learned that you are able to buy your Rabbi Mutzah, right? If it's a great promise, then I'm going to have to pay to get destroyed. So it's your question when we look at this. What do you think when you sell your chametz to a guy on Pesach? You have schnapps in your cabinet. So let me ask you, if something happens to that, you think the guy's going to pay you for it? Huh? You think so? Oh, good. Again, the question is, if I sell chametz to a guy, I sell the chametz like everyone does. Is that called a Chayis Yisrael or not? What do you think? If you have chametz, I know my guy. Okay, if it's $5 worth of chametz, he'll pay the $5 because he makes $100, $200, so I'll do it. But, you know, I sell $1 million of chametz for one person. One person has warehouses full of chametz. And sometimes it's between $500,000, $1 million. If there's a fire there, Chalila, I tell the guy, you know, this year you're out of luck. He gets you $200. But the $500,000 burns, you know, you're going to have to pay for it. You think the guy's going to pay for it? Well, legal, our legal is responsible. But that's a Chayis Yisrael. Remember the Rambam said that even if he's just a stubborn person, he's not going to pay. Like the Bnei Chayil, that the Gemara mentioned, the army that puts food in the house, the Rambam said that it's called a Chayis Yisrael. The Rambam said the guy's not going to pay for it, that's a Chayis Yisrael. So how does that Mechila work? You sell it to a guy, but it's still a Chayis Yisrael. Because if it gets destroyed, you're going to have to take the loss. The guy's not going to pay you for it. Why? Why he won't pay? Because he won't. I know the guy, he's not going to pay. Right? He'll put that tongue in his own head. He's not going to. He should be a Bayi Rabbi. It's a Chayis Yisrael. So the answer that we had on Baba Medalis, based on Tesis, was that we sell the place where the chametz is to the guy too. We sell that room to the guy. And Tesis said that Achrayis Yisrael is not an Aveira, it is in the house of a guy. Tesis on Baba Medalis. So what we do in the Chiras Chametz is we sell the room to the guy with the chametz. So now it's a guy's chametz in his own room, and a guy's chametz in his own room, you're not able, I'm buying what I must, even if you're a fly. If you go to a guy's store, and the guy is, you watch the store for a minute, I want to run down the block and buy a table. So you're watching the guy, you're a fly, it doesn't matter. In the guy's store, the guy's chametz, in the guy's house, doesn't matter. A fly, as Tyson said, is only the base is rough. In a Jew's house, and the Jews got it, that's when there's an Issachar. Getting back to Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's shaila was, this whiskey was sold to the guy. But they only sold the room, that room to the guy. It was a guy's chametz in a Jew's house. That guy's Yisrael was in the Jew's cabinet. So it was a guy's chametz in the Jew's house. In the Jew's cabinet, that means the Jew is acquired for it. So now the shaila is, what's the din of this chametz that was left out? You follow? So to analyze it, be careful. We have now, till now we have two chidushim of chumra. That even if you did people, we're machmer at the knas, it's one chumra. Second chumra, that even if you're an oinus, even if you're an oinus, we still put a knas on you. Those are the two chumras together. Okay, I told you that Rabbi Kiva Eger is the list of those who are machmir on the two chumras together. So if it was just those two things, let's say he was an oinus. Kiva Eger doesn't explain this true, but why the person was an oinus. I think he was a pesher, I left whiskey in his cabinet. But whatever the case was, he was an oinus. Maybe they had an OUP on it or something by mistake. I don't know. But it was a case where he had the two things together. He did bittul, and he was an oinus on getting rid of the chametz. So these two things together, the Kiva Eger's machmir. In his case, he says we have a third thing. It's not chametz shel Yisrael. It's just chametz shel guy b'achrayus Yisrael. That's still one step less. Chametz shel guy, the achrayus Yisrael, is one step less because there's a machlokes if there's a knas on chametz of a guy b'achrayus Yisrael. Our sugya's knas, does that apply on a guy chametz b'achrayus Yisrael? That itself is a machlokes. So the Kiva Eva says, when you have two things together, I'm machmir. When you have the third thing, that it's A, he did this, B, he was an ayin, C, it wasn't his chavetz, he sold it to a guy. It was a guy's chavetz, Achrayis Yisrael. So when you have all three things together, the Kiva Eva says that you could be there. This is the psak of this Chuvus Rebbe Kiva Eva. So you have two things together, he's master. You have three things together, he's next.
Why is it two degree of comedy? Retroactively?
Because here it was a good material.
But he realized that,
it was just the basic Yisrael, so it was the Achrayis Yisrael. So the three together, Rebbe Kiva Eva is next. Okay, so if we stopped here, we would have everything clear, la halacha, that we have the two together with Nachman, we say the Kiva Eva, three together with Nachman, and that I'm not going to change. Okay, what Shapsi started with, the Kiva Eva ends. Okay, in the end of his truva, the Kiva Eva starts having second thoughts. On this whole, all the cases are different. What are we talking about? All our cases are, either the case of two, he did Bittel and he was an Ainus, or the case of three. Right, whatever the case, let's go back to the simple case of two. Right, Bittel and you're an Ainus Ambir. The case that's from Palm Shire, where the Rav was the male Vishtar's wife. So we're thinking to be medical because you have two things together. Bittel, plus he's an Ainus. So the Kiveg is Mephaktor. Now listen to what he says. He says, nearly the faktik is even be done. The lekab is there, ma'was bittle. Even the highest sovereign, the machrai, they have the daisai, they start the vaklai, the shayni yachal the vaklai, even the machrai, the ala chayin. So you don't have the ma'la bittle. The timer, no? You have the timer? Go back to the case. You have people who live in a city wherever it was, without Yonkers, and they went to the Rav and they sold the Chavetz. Rav nailed his stores down to Brooklyn, and it got here late. So we're saying, let's see, this is Torah Machlokes. A, he did this. B, he was an Ainus, he went to the Rav and sold the Chavetz. So at least according to the Chakyakim, the Achashokim, it could be made. According to the Machmir, it could be made. So could the Kiveg one minute, even according to Mechilin, did they do Bittel? What did he do? He went, and he said, I'm selling, I have a closet full of schnapps, I'm selling to the guy. And then he said, Kol Chadir, 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 Shusi, Lavi, Hector, Shabi, Kapa, Diyam. Did he have in mind the chavis in the closet? Did he have in mind the chavis? Because he thought he selling that to the guy, that's all for the guy already. What? The first is Kochadi with the Rav Sal. Why do you think? See, it's musical. Why is it good in the Shiva? Normally the Shiva is before it.
Any comment in the house that's not fine?
No, at night you say anything I didn't find. By day, that's who was fine. If it's a good thing, say what I didn't find. Suggest that you're not dull. My day in this case is what I found, and I mean, call Chani Yoch, I think we should see.
So this was given there,
what?
The category,
no? Funny
was
all...
Was
born
that,
would be in the Bible,
was
it
that?
So we would put it in the Bible.
Right.
So that, I'll tell you the truth, for the Kiveg, it's similar to what you're saying, Yaakov. He says, Mekalach Yerushalayim. He did the Hama, call Chani to Rishusai. And it was a great note, so this is Rishusai, it's included. Maybe I would have understood the story the other way. But he doesn't need to be Mabakul, he has $1 million worth of chametz in his warehouse. So that would have been stupid. So the Kiva Eva Taka says that, no, for me it's, let's get $1 million on the Isser Daraisin, on the few Isser Daraisin. So he means that also, he just doesn't know he means it. But he means, whatever chametz I have, somebody show him, you know whatever chametz I have, whatever chametz I have should be bought. Now he thinks he sold that chametz. But he knows if it's a glory milk that wasn't sold, then I was in the Bible. That's what seems to come out. Come down. What?
Yeah. backyard, everything. So we can be taught to knock off the alarm clock. We don't have parents, so you can see how much time to knock off the alarm clock.
So you're masquerading.
Yeah.
Well, why were you masquerading? You said, Kol Kamira Dikavishu. So you're masquer?
Any
chavis. Even though I know that you don't mean that in your mind, you don't mean to masquerade a $500,000. That's the problem. Because it's like, everyone knows you don't mean to masquerade. You sold it, you sold it. He says, no. We know that you mean to rival everything. Even the, whatever's yours, even the $500,000. If it's still yours, if it wasn't sold, you mean that too.
It
comes out.
You
said
that
you
made
so we say that you do people on everything. When I say Kol Kamira, I mean back on everything. The version knows that I had money that I went to comment somewhere. I want to move off.
He doesn't really mean it. He doesn't want that comment.
He doesn't mean it. The question is stomach. If they just say stomach, it means it. It means all the comments. I agree with the pick. But later he agrees that he found the Tshuva Shusyaka, who has the same Ha'ara. He says there is Shusyaka, says the same answer. I'm sorry, not the Shusyaka. The part of the Iris. Also, Mashamacha, why are you a Kabbalah Bethel? The Tacha Adab, a commercial Bechis.
Why
are
we saying
that?
Why are we saying yes in the first
Bethel? Why are we saying
yes in the first Bethel?
Well, what do you think? Do you think the person meant to do the rock for everything, even if he went to his grave? Well, he thought he sold it to the rock, to the rock. Do you think he sold it to the rock that he needs to be the rock for? Do you think he meant it to that he meant it? I'm more likely that he didn't mean it. They just used to say that he didn't mean it.
Well,
he would want to do this. If he would know the machine is no good, he wouldn't want to be edged by a lie. But things that he doesn't know. But if he dies that he's only the battle. He's not the battle. He's just saying, no. He taka means he's saying, listen, Shalom, take up his coming, I want to own no comments. And whatever I have to you, it is Bukhot. That's what Mr. Vegas must come. It's interesting, in Rapam's case, the halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah says, in the case you have the two coolers, it's the regular two coolers. If you have three coolers, it's different egg. And you have only the two coolers together, of einis plus little, Mishnah Buddha says to be made with the hefsid meruba. So if the big hefsid, I guess $500,000 in hefsid meruba, it can be made. So it's just the person just has one bottle of whiskey in his house, or a couple of boxes of spaghetti, so then you should be mine. Yes, so the shadow with this Rav was he asked to announce that everyone should come to him, and the Tom Paskin then was that to have some Aruba for this Rav's job, if he's going to tell everyone that he messed up the machine's
car. He
knew the situation, the Tom was made go straight out, that he doesn't have to tell us all about him what happened. He said his personal comment is all awesome. He was a shame. But the cable is not an answer. The cable, me and cable has no value. But he was mindful that he doesn't have to tell his own one, and that
he has to move on all of them together to add them up.
What?
Only on his job. He's had all the people's time.
That's the question. Do you add up everyone together, or should each person
have
a kid? No, each person is being mindful on his own.
Because the hundreds of people are the whole
thing. There's some set that the shy like that. Who can trace it? If you have an animal, and you check a butcher as an animal, check for traces, it has to move it. He's like, now he sells the meat, everybody in town bought one steak or two steaks. He's being make a has to move it for the butcher. But for the person who bought the steak, I have to move it, it's one steak. Right. But anyway, that was the Maestro Shahai. And it's a bigger crowd to rub to sell the clock. Yes, it is. The guy doesn't show up, yeah, you're fighting the clock. Because once it comes Chatzai Tayyayim, it's already, even an hour before Chatzai you can't sell. Certainly from Chatzai you can't sell. And the thing is, that's why we always tell the guy to come early. If he doesn't show up, we have to know. When it comes early, we store it. We don't want to sell it too early. Because people still are eating chametz. So yeah, we have to make him sit there for an hour and a half and try to explain everything to him slowly and make a few jokes and, you know, and so he do everything. Because yeah, we tell him, make sure to come by this time, and then once he comes, we store him. course, if he doesn't show up, you got to quickly rush and then find yourself another guy.
What would this brother have done if he would have done that as a religious
what?
We call up Anna as far
as
words were to do. And what would he do? What would he have done anyway?
Four pesos. Four pesos, he could have sold to a guy himself quickly. But after
that,
so he could have told the rabbi, right in the shtar to the guy, that also anybody who sold chametz that isn't his rabbi, I'm not giving you a shtar, so now we'll give you the address of later. He could have done that. What? Through the rabbi. No, to the rabbi. The rabbi didn't just kind of.
Why is he up to upset?
What?
Why is he upset?
You should have
got
it
right.
You
should have nailed me on my phone.
You should have made sure. You rely on the nail. Well, I don't know what it is, how much oil you sold that. Sure, you can pick up a phone and make sure that phone. Trust is itself. Okay. Right, there's another knee dying. Right, first of all, I just want to be mad at everybody. Try to keep on chugging along. I mean, what I'm doing with these sugyas is just speaking out the parts that are negel halacha. I hope you're covering the Gemara, the Marashi, the Taisis. One other part that's negel adina. It's mechira. Right, this Gemara, the truth is, there's no Gemara about what we do. It's mechira. Mechira evolved over time into the mechira that we do. Many B'nai Torah are makbid not to sell chametz to end. That if you have some chametz mamish on Pesach, we have to throw it out, then to sell it. Schnapps, which is only zeyach chametz, the minig oil needs to be bagel. Chametz to end, the B'nai Yeshiva usually machmer on Taruvit chametz, which are things like ketchup or mustard, which are also chametz, so yesh v'yesh, there's some on machmer, some on ekel. On whether to sell or to be machmer.
Put this on the door then.
If I recall correctly, Rav Palm used to tell people to be machmer on chametz mamish, but not on taruvit chametz. They could sell taruvit chametz. But akoponim, they're different than hakim. It's not about kashrus because there's a mila to not have chametz on Pesach. To get rid of chametz on Pesach. Not a fact he said. And every kizayis, if a kizayis, according to those. But anyway, it's certainly not about pashtas to be mahader to give it a chametz.
Should burn
it
around?
Well, you either get rid of it earlier or burn it. The truth is, the chacham made a barashi. You should try not to have that much chametz. So you should try to get rid of the chametz. Not always so easy. Ramosha used to say that Rabbanim shouldn't get up in shul and tell everyone, don't sell, the chumra not to sell real chametz. Then he's going to end up coming to the guy, what's he selling him? Just the crumbs? The cookies that were left that they didn't find? The chumra should be real. So we, Ramosha, was saying the chamachira, and that you can certainly be saying the chumra. I just want to mention something that aggravates me, because, you know, I don't get aggravated over too many things. But I think it's Amaratus, maybe I'm wrong. But listen carefully. If you don't understand the sugya, it makes sense. If you understand the Gemara, it makes no sense. There are people who call after Pesach and they want to know, all right, that's normal. They want to know which stores can I buy in, which stores can't I buy in. Right? So some stores are owned by Freyden, so you can't buy chametz there, chametz shavar or pesach. Some stores are owned by Goyim. So you could buy chametz there, not chametz shavar or pesach. The Mishnah shall not be his mother. There's some stores that are owned by Frum and Yid. And the Frum and Yid sold chametz through a rav. And he sold chametz. Anybody who buys bread or cake the day of the Pesach, that bread or cake was baked from wheat, from flour, that was owned by a Jew the night before, that was sold on Pesach, was sold to a guy. Any bakery that you have, could be Reisman's or could be not Reisman's, any bakery, they don't get the flour delivered after from a guy, you know, after Shkia or after Sefer Kechavah. They don't buy the flour or before Pesach, and sits in that place, no chalit, there's no dough in these places, but there's flour nowadays is a din chalit. And you buy bread the next morning, that's chalit that was in a Jew's store that was sold to a guy. There are people who say, look, it's a chum is not to rely on the chila. Right? The yeshiva had this chum, we don't rely on the chila's chalit. So we get rid of, we throw out our chalit rather than to have chalit. So now I'm going to be either, because if the bechira doesn't work, the chavis shavu about pesach. So if the chavis shavu about pesach, then I shouldn't buy something. So I want to buy dafka by garlic. That's what people are telling me. I want to buy dafka by garlic, and that's what they say. I want to buy. The reason it aggravates me is it's not that it's just that it's only a chumrah. It's also because of the knas. What does knas mean? Chazal punished him for doing the wrong thing. What did he punish him for doing the wrong thing? That didn't do it. He went to the rav and he sold the chametz. That's what he's supposed to do. Right? Ramesh Feinstein sold chametz for people. Yaakov Kamenevsky sold chametz for people. All the Gedolei Hadar sold chametz. So we're going to trust him because he went to Ramesh and he did what Ramesh said. Make any sense? What kind of knas? Even if you said, Chabishma Yigalia made it in the Chilu, the Harama, I don't like it, you don't like it. But the Tashai of the word knas, knas means a punishment. Not a Yisra'el. It only is Yisra'el, so it's true. You have a chumrah, you don't want to rely on the Mechira. So now you're going to be relying on it, that punishment of the Rabbah. But our Gemara of Maskani is like a Shimon. That's not a Yisra'el. So this is your Abana, the punishment of the Rabbah, that will be Yisra'el, I swear, it makes sense. You have a chumrah, you have a chumrah. But the word knas means we come to you for doing something wrong. How do you count you for doing something wrong if 100% of the rabbanim of the world hold that that's the p'sak halacha that you're supposed to do? And Mishnah Berurah has to do it. The p'sak of Mishnah Berurah. So what do you mean? Mishnah Berurah has 3 pages on how to do the Mechira, and we do it the Mishnah Berurah's way plus more chumras. So what's shy of the word knas? You follow what I'm saying? The word knas makes no sense. You don't count with someone who did the halacha. And because you're really the chumrah, we're going to count him. It's good to do the chumrah. The word, if I was there, it doesn't make sense, knas. The word knas makes no sense. So there's no, absolutely no reason to do it. The truth is, buying by a Yiddish store, not a Gaish store, is a deraisa. That's for sure a deraisa. It's supposed to buy by Yiddish, not by Gaish. But this, there's no reason, the whole thing makes absolutely no sense. And really, the joke is on them. Should I tell you why the joke is on them? Because in Brooklyn, there are 4 distributors. You go to a grocery, you don't get cereal from Kellogg's. Kellogg's not trying to Pashka. Kellogg sells only to people who are going to take, you know, $100,000 worth of Rice Krispies at a time. But they sell only to a few distributors, or big ShopRite, it's their own distributor. Right? 3 out of the 4 distributors in the Brooklyn area are Jews. Okay, there's only one guy who's a distributor, 3 out of 4 are Jews. And of the 3 Jews, one only sold their chametz, one never sold their chametz, and one, this year for the first time sold their chametz. It's a name that you'll be familiar with because they sell under their real name. Kribel. Kribel was owned by Jews. And all the years, they didn't sell their chametz. This is the first time that pressure put on them, they sold their chametz. So these people go to the grocery store, most of them, not only they're not avoiding Chavis Shavu HaPesach, they could be buying Chavis Shavu HaPesach. But the film store knows to get the chametz only. Either Dafka, I know I have somebody I'm close with who got some Kriyazel. And he bought, whatever he got from Kriyazel, all the cereals he bought before Pesach, Dafka, to put in his warehouse, and he should sell it, because he knew Kriyazel doesn't sell. So now these machmirs, they weren't buying by him because he sold the chametz. They were going into the guy, the Korean guy in the corner, who got Kriyazel stuff, and had the chametz over, mamish chametz over on Pesach. It wasn't his own. So, you know, like the joke was on them because of that chumrah.
How did you do
that? So he said, what? You bought from a fumier who sold the chametz. In the guy's from the Brooklyn area, that's what I'm buying. If you see clear gel products on a shelf, definitely shouldn't buy that. Unless a clear gel can sell. Not clear gel, it should be specific. If you get some clear gel, it gets probably less 50 there too. If you get some, now clear gel is just sold the first time. But I'm just saying, it's definitely not a good idea. That's the way. What we do is we go right with the paycheck, and we buy right with the paycheck, we buy up whatever it is. We go to Yiddish store, and we buy a lot of ketchup and a lot of Rice Krispies, whatever it is, for whatever. Most things, you only have to wait. The experts in the field, I don't know personally, they say you have to wait a lot of money, which is not 30 days. That's the first day, like 23 days, in busy stores. Now, if you go to a small corner store, you never know. The corner store has things forever. And, if you go to a big store, ShopRite sells all things. ShopRite, ShopRite's own distributor. What? I just would like, I'm sorry, that's your question. I just would like, the time is running out on this man. And I'd like to finish up Lamed Amud Beis. To start off here, I gave the list to Shurim, I'd like to keep going, which means that I'm expecting you to learn the Gemara, and I'll speak out whatever's Lamaisa, especially if there are Pesach, the appropriate time to do it. So I'd like you to move along, just try to finish that top test for the next year, whether it'll be Sunday or Monday, we'll see, but, okay?